This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America radio network stations, our Mega Talk radio stations, hello, Seattle, hello, Bremerton, hello, Portland, and our leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases, too. Plus, a special shout-out to George, who's listening to us up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with the GCN Live Network folks, and around the world via the Internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening right now. Thank you to your service to America, and also to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital rooms, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thanks for your service to America. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's a great day in the neighborhood. We just talked about the mess down here in Florida still with the voting debacle. I guess they'll get that cleaned up after they pass new legislation on what an absentee ballot is, huh? Good Lord.
Yeah.
But anyway, and maybe they ought to just make it 10 days for all of it, and then that solves the problem, you think?
I don't know.
But I don't either.
We've got systems that operate differently in every single state.
Right.
And, you know, it just may well be that with all of this, that these election officials probably ought to have a confab, you know, that include all 50 states to kind of get this thing down to a science.
Yeah, get it down to a uniformity. Now, let's talk about the border, because the president yesterday, and by the way, I'll point out right now, he will be meeting today with both Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer the pending government shutdown, because he wanted $5 billion to build the wall that he wanted. The Democrats originally agreed to give him $1.6 billion for a fence along the border, similar to what's there now, and they cut that back to $1.3 billion, said, well, this is all we're going to give you, but we're not going to give it to you for the wall. It's got to be used for the fence or not used at all.
Yeah, it depends upon, you know, what they call it.
Yeah.
Is it a wall? Is it a fence? Is it human personnel? Is it technology? You know, what is it? But here's the deal. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that Trump gets $5 billion.
Yep.
When do you think it's going to be built?
Good question.
Okay. Because we don't even, I mean, there are parts of, you know, the whole line of demarcation that have nothing. There are parts of the line of demarcation that can never have anything because of the topography.
Right.
There are parts that we haven't even gone through what I would call necessarily eminent domain in order to take or buy the land. We haven't even gone through all of that yet. Several
True.
Of those cases are still sitting in court.
True.
Because there's a buffer zone, if you will. Because, you know, you have to have the wall, then you have to have a roadway, and then you have to have all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it is still, I would say, all very unresolved. So, well, we want to build the wall, okay, but do you think if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on January the 30th hand over a check for $5 billion, do you think it's going to get built in 30 days? No. So it probably won't even if it happened, the construction wouldn't even necessarily begin for 2 years. I mean, they may do repairs, they may do some alterations and all those other kinds of things, but look, and what are we doing about Mexico? We were promised that Mexico was going to pay for it, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, I will say this. That Mexico has announced that they are investing $30 billion in parts of their country to, one, boost growth, stem migration. Now, at $30 billion in 5 years, I would say some of that is probably because of the pressure from the United States that they have put on Mexico.
Correct.
So we'll see where all of this goes. There are a lot of pokers in this fire, and I don't think we understand all the piece parts. You know, whether Trump decides to accept the 1.3, he probably won't. And then we still have the Docker thing that's unresolved.
Well, we also have something else. Steve Scalise yesterday said something which is unbelievable, but he said it, so I guess he knows something we don't. He says, every day, at least 10 known terrorists are detained at the border.
Well, I would say, what is the definition of known terrorists, okay? Or are they those that have been part of FARC, which is still yet a terror organization.
MS-13?
So we have to, are they foreign? I mean, are we thinking Al-Qaeda or you know, Islamic State? You know, we have to have a real definition to what that means.
Well, he didn't say, but I would sure like to know, but that's what he said, and here comes the music on the break, so we'll conclude. We'll discuss a little bit more about that when we come back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Passion. AM 860, The Answer. The Answer.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch, on AM 860, The Answer.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting, or in the event you have to defend yourself by whatever means you have to use to do so. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing is the first person the law enforcement authorities are going to look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. Because we all know we now live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense. It's now become a clear and present reality. So I want you to go over to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Click on the big USCCA logo link that's right there. You'll get an opportunity to win a free gun a day. Register for that. And should you decide to become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on USCCA, that big logo that's right there. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Maria Butina is alive and well and singing.
Well, she had made some connections. She was here as a under the orders of the Kremlin. She's only pleading guilty as part of a plea deal to not registering as a foreign agent. That's it. Not a big deal. I mean, all kinds of people don't register as a foreign agent. Anyway, and then she's going to be deported. So he's already cooperated, apparently, or given the Mueller operation what she feels like he ought to know.
Mm-hmm.
We can keep her indefinitely, but that's just not what they're going to do. She's pled guilty to one violation, and she's out of here. So there you go.
Now, was this the meeting where Donald Trump Jr. was involved?
This was really an NRA kind of thing. But remember, she had a political operative, a conservative political operative, I think out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
A fellow by the name of Paul Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
He was dating him for a while, but she was dating him as a guise. So,
okay.
Yeah, she was the one that was involved with the NRA, and the closest she ever got to Trump was to ask him some question at, you know, some gunshot show or something, and that was it.
Okay, now, the Russians have flown a couple of their big bombers into the southern hemisphere over here, South America, and I believe one of their big transport planes flew in right behind them. They're starting to get active in our backyard over here, down south of the border.
Well, Maduro was in Moscow, I think, last week. And apparently, Maduro, or they're packaging this between Venezuela and Russia, they're packing this as part of economic and military cooperation. Now, in part of the trip, because the planes flew, I think, 6,000 miles from where, I don't know where they originated, I don't know. But a Norwegian F-18 fighter jets followed them during part of their flight.
Yeah, shadowed them.
And then, in addition to these two nuclear-capable bombers, a cargo plane and a passenger plane accompanied those. So these were called Tu-160s, are capable of carrying conventional or nuclear tip cruise missiles with a range of about 3,400 miles.
Uh-huh.
Now, NATO calls these planes Black Jacks because they're capable of flying twice the speed of sound.
Uh-huh.
So, now, Russia obviously is a political ally of Venezuela. And we've pretty much isolated Venezuela. So when that happens, what does Russia do? Well, they step in. And so both China and Russia have stepped in. So we shall see what this leads to. I can't imagine that, are we going to have a Cuban Missile Crisis on our hands? Maybe.
Right. Well,
the Pentagon spokesperson, Colonel Rob Manning, said he had no specific information about the deployment. He does.
Wonderful.
He's just not saying anything.
Okay, now, President Trump has told Defense Secretary James Mattis to submit a 2020 budget for the Defense Department of $750 billion. Now, this is a reversal from his original pledge to trim defense spending, where he asked the Pentagon to lower their numbers down to about $600 billion, but we've jacked it up now from, I believe it was 650 or 630, somewhere in that range, to 750. Now, my theory on this is with the Democratic-controlled Congress, they're trying to get what they wanted originally by asking for more and getting what they thought they might get to begin with.
It's the one of the conferences that was held last week. I don't know which one it was, to be honest with you, but Mattis was asked about all of this, and he just said, look, he said, you know, they're going to make their proposal, and that was at the behest of the White House, and so we shall see where it necessarily goes. But I would say, in the middle of all this, we've got these two bombers that just landed in Venezuela.
Yeah.
So somebody ought to pay attention. And it was also announced yesterday that the United States is the number one country in the world selling military hardware to whoever wants to buy it.
Correct.
Britain is number two, or at least was.
I think Russia.
Until yesterday.
Russia is
number two. Now Russia is number two,
right.
And Britain is number three.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, be careful what you wish for, right?
Exactly.
The other thing is, we've got some sad news to report. The five Marines that were on board a downed KC-130 Hercules jet tanker aircraft that were missing are now being presumed dead. There's been quite a search going on for them off the Japanese coast. The pilots of the FA-18 fighter that was refueling, one of them is still alive but in very serious condition. The other one died. So we have six people that have died in that end result there, which happened, I believe, on December the 6th.
Correct.
Well, it's our thoughts.
So they called out the search.
Yep, and our thoughts and prayers go out to them. Now, we talked basically about this, but and I will mention it again simply because it's back in the news again today. The Associated Press is reporting, as if it happened like right now, that President Trump has picked Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs. It's an excellent move on his part.
Yeah, we discussed it the other day. Yeah.
I know, but the Associated Press is just catching up to us.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the date is of that, but
This is today. But well, you know, it is what it is. Of course, Milley was a commander who oversaw the troops in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He's the right man for the job at the right time, in my humble opinion. Now, the other thing that's going on here that I think we should mention is the fact that the president is asking South Korea to pay more for having U.S. troops in their country, which has created a snarl, if you will, in the negotiations over a defense pact with South Korea, because South Korea is saying, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I think it's really more of a gesture. Given what is going on in the entire region, we need to be there in spite of who pays for it.
Right.
You know, particularly with China, Guam, South China Sea, North Korea, we have to be there. And we have an agreement in perpetuity. So, you know, maybe we can reduce some of that footprint, which has, I think, been asked or perhaps even offered, but they're not going to pay more.
Okay, so what are you going to write about today?
You know, I think I may be writing about China.
Okay.
Really quite disturbing what's going on here with the trade agreements and how many moving parts there are to this.
Yeah. All right, well, here comes the music right now coming up in my ear, so we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much. And, oh, by the way, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, sign up, get her great items over there. And the U.S. arrested 32 religious leaders and activists on the border yesterday for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A huge insult lodged at President Trump by leaders in Iran who say the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. This after President Trump imposes new sanctions. To Capitol Hill now, where a group of 9/11 first responders meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in an effort to get long-term 9/11 health funding passed, as so many people sick and dying as a result of all the toxins. The group telling reporters outside the Capitol it was a productive meeting.
This bill will offer that relief to thousands of men and women across our country because they came together on September 11th and the days and weeks after. And now Congress has a chance to take our worst days, our worst weeks, our worst months, and certainly our worst 18 years of pain and suffering and make it their finest hour.
That's John Feel, founder of the 9/11 group Feel Good Foundation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, thank you very much. And that's our announcer girl, Kathy, doing that for you. And she made some new liners for me, so very happy to get that. By the way, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Geico insurance agent near you. Now, Geico is a company that's been saving people for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, boat, RV, car, truck, and yeah, that snowmobile you ride around with too. So guess what? They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance. All you got to do is either go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O .com, or go to the phone book and look up under insurance and see if you can find your Geico agent. Otherwise, just go to the website, geico.com, and always remember to tell them the Captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in taking a look at the border situation, we've had the acting director that was appointed. Now, let me get the correct title right. Was it ICE? Is that what he is?
U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
All right, so CBP, that gentleman. Okay, but ICE is under that. But anyway, this is what we heard yesterday. They're still talking about the border. They're still talking about the kids and all this going on. But here's a very short blurb from the acting ICE director, Mr. Mark Morgan.
And that's why
they're coming because they know you grab a kid or you come here as a kid by yourself, that's your passport. That's your entry into the United States. And once you get here, no consequences are applied, even if you have a final order by a judge. This has got to change.
Well, it does. And yesterday, because of the situation on the border with the kids and what's been brought up and the fact that they've been talked about, you know, this AOC is going with the concentration camps idea and all that stuff, which is ridiculous. She wants to see a concentration camp. I'd be happy to hold her hand and take her over to Auschwitz.
Exactly right, or Dachau, and,
yeah.
And these places where these horrors occurred. And
yeah, those are concentration camps.
Exactly right. And, of course, she said that, Captain, for a very specific reason, in order to use a word that was connotative of that, and simply trying to make the thing, make this whole thing more incendiary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, we had the CBP, the acting director, withdraw his name, say he's stepping down, he's not going to seek the position because they've been going after the units for all of the things that are going on. But again, you just heard the acting ICE director, Mr. Morgan, come out and say, you show up with a kid, it's catch and release. And they all know it. And they got this Ready Kid deal going on too, right?
Absolutely. And you know, part of this whole issue, and obviously, if the system is being overwhelmed, and that's what the acting director, Mr. Commissioner Sanders, said, was this idea of, again, this area is being overwhelmed, and so you're obviously going to have logistical problems that go along with that. And that's one of the reasons, Captain, that Congress has to approve the $4.5 billion emergency funding.
And it's gone through the House, right?
Right.
Got passed in the House, correct?
I believe so.
Now goes to the Senate for their version of whatever it's going to be, because you know there's going to be changes, right?
Right.
Goes back to the House to be agreed. Either we're going to take the Senate or we're going to make more modifications,
and then
it gets sent to the President, right?
Right, exactly. And this, and so in other words, the money has to be there as well.
Uh-huh.
And also, and I would say this too, Captain, that, you know, again, because the system's being overwhelmed,
uh-huh.
It is no help when the Democrat Party elite do everything they can to try to make sure that the situation
uh-huh.
continues to get worse by saying the things that they say.
Now, let's go to this other comment made by the acting ICE director, Mark Morgan, talking about, in general, the message that we are sending now to the illegals coming into the country. Things have changed, and here it is.
People need to understand is that's a powerful message we also send. We're going to send these individuals so that all over 90% of the families that came in 2017 still remain here. This year alone, ICE has released into the interior United States over 200,000 families. So if we do not enforce the rule of law with those individuals who've had due process and received a final order of removal, what's the message we're sending? We're sending the message, you grab a kid that's a U.S. passport, you're going to be allowed into the United States, and then you will never be touched. There will be no consequences. I mean, that virtually means that the border is wide open and there are no consequences if your family comes to the United States. That just goes against the rule of law.
Now, very definitive, very to the point, again, emphasizing the fact that if you grab a kid, you come into this country, you're going to get released and you're free to go.
Right. And my goodness, I mean, what's happening to these kids once they've, quote-unquote, served their purpose to get someone into the country? I mean, can you imagine if we heard about something like this, Captain, happening elsewhere in the world, there would be outrage, there would be moves to try to stop it or try to bring awareness of it, this kind of thing. But in this particular case, I guess because it's illegal immigration into the United States, it's just not a big deal. And that's a terrible thing.
Now, one final little clip here from the acting ICE director, Mr. Mark Morgan, and this is about law enforcement and the problem they've got with the sanctuary cities or sanctuary state, and I believe you're living in both.
Right, yes.
Listen to this.
But let me assure the American people, ISIS continuing to do operations every single day. Just in the past couple of days in Texas, ICE apprehended over 52 individuals. The majority of them had additional criminal conviction or charges from assault, domestic violence. So ICE is doing that, and they will continue to do that. But every single time laws like this are passed and law enforcement are prevented from working together, those cities are less safe. I promise you, Mark, every city where they have a sanctuary city, a law or policy where they do not allow those law enforcement entities to work with ICE, that city is less safe.
Absolutely true.
That's exactly right. You know, the idea is that in our communities, whether you come from Mexico or you come from Norway or you come from wherever around the globe, and you've come to America to become a United States citizen or to live and work here legally, everybody knows, Captain, that you have to have a safe city and that you have to have the rule of law. If you simply have lawlessness, then it diminishes everybody's opportunities and everybody's safety. The idea of illegal immigration being just the darling, it seems, of the Democrat Party elite is we all scratch our heads at that.
Now, we're hearing from Jay Sekulow that the Obama's White House anti-Trump actions revealed now in newly disclosed documents go even deeper into what we thought the Obama White House was doing with the incoming Trump administration by spying on them, members of his team. And I still believe that somewhere in the not-too-distant future, when we have the IG report come out, which, again, that is still going full bore as far as I know, and when we have the FISA report coming out, that we're going to see things that could just make our heads explode about, again, what we've all sat here and been thinking about with the Obama White House.
Absolutely right, Captain. Talk about an attack on our democracy. This is the favorite phrase from the Democrats.
Yep.
But this is an attack. This was an attack on our democracy.
Yep.
And it wasn't simply just we're going to spy on Trump and see what he's saying, but it was even after he won the election. We had these operations going on.
It got worse.
It got worse, exactly, of actually trying to depose the American president in favor of something else that they wanted to have there. This is unprecedented, and it should scare every single American.
Yeah, you're right. And, Kyle, we've had a lot of fun talking about a lot of different things, but this is serious stuff. And, yeah, we picked on Obama for this and picked on Obama for that. But if it can be proven that there were people on his staff or in his White House that were doing illegal activities, then I say prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. And I don't care who it is.
Well, to that, I would simply quote Nancy Pelosi. Speaker Pelosi said, no one is above the law.
Yeah.
Right? So there's been...
Except for her.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, here's their chance to actually live that statement.
All right. Well, tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. I'll talk to you again.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much with all the things that he has to say. Now, we're coming back. I'm going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. By the way, really hot out there in certain parts of the country. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
All right.
Friday, time for your Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Wherever you're at out there, stop on by. Check out the Pilot and the Flying J that you come up on next out there on one of those interstate highways. And remember, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because you're going to find some pretty good grub in the Pilots and the Flying J's right now. You can find it at Arby's, at Chester's Chicken, at Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. Don't forget Denny's and the Flying J's, Huddle Houses and others, and Moe's Southwest Grill and the rest of them. Plus a Dunkin' Donuts along the way. So that's Pilot and Flying J, all part of the same quality name right now for the truckers out there in America. And you RVers too. So if you're out there, stop by. Don't forget to get your Flying J fuel card too, to save on purchases of fuel. Now, a low pressure system may produce strong to severe thunderstorms to portions of the northern Great Basin, all the way down through the northern Rockies, and the primary threat will be, again, damaging straight-line winds and hail, and the strong winds from this system will produce elevated fire weather threats across the Great Basin, which will include the inland sections of California, a lot of Nevada, especially in the high desert and lower desert down around Las Vegas, and, of course, the western part of Arizona, not to be forgotten about over in the eastern part of Utah, the Wasatch Mountains, and the western part of the Rocky Mountains going up over out of Denver and Pueblo, Colorado. Now, this could make things interesting. So when you get the dangerous elevated fire weather threats, you've got to be careful with your campfires, with your cigarettes, with anything that's been burning. Just don't throw it out the window and think it's going to go out by itself. It's not going to. You can start yourself a big-time fire behind you, and then what do you got? But anyway, the potential for dry thunderstorms also across these portions. Now, a dry thunderstorm means lightning. Lightning air to ground will definitely start a fire too. And across eastern Washington and Oregon and New Mexico, those areas there. Now, tonight, we'll go right up on I-80 and area south of I-80 in Iowa, down into the northern central part of the Missouri right now, Columbia, Missouri, in that area, north up to I-80. You've got an area of severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, and flood watches and warnings, for a system of storms that's been moving across for the past couple hours. I watched it when we first came on the air, and it's still there, still moving across. There is the potential there for severe weather, so keep your weather radios on. That's I-80 going across Iowa to the south, to I-70 in Missouri to the north. So that area in there, dead center of Iowa, dead center of Missouri. Now, going back to Nebraska, you've got an area of unsettled weather to the west of and south of Omaha, moving across. That's not quite as significant as the one I just told you about. Going down to Kansas, in the eastern part of Kansas and around Salina, Kansas, you've got some flash flood watches and warnings for a storm system that came through down there. That's now over just about to the south-central part of Missouri, and that's another part of this system that's broken up and moving across. Now, we do have in Florida, my home state where I'm broadcasting from, two high heat advisories. Now, we all know it's been warm down here, but South Florida, it's been warmer. Temperatures 100, 105 to 109 degrees all the way across from Naples, Florida, south down to Marathon, straight across the bottom of Lake Okeechobee, all the way over to West Palm Beach, and all the way down to Miami today. So it's going to be very, very hot in South Florida. And again, if you're coming down here into Florida, if you're bringing a cargo that's needs to have dry ice or something like that, you better make sure you're right, because I've seen a lot of claims over the years put down on cargoes when the ice is melted because of something like what I just described to you. So there you have taking a solid look at what's going on tonight. And oh, by the way, way down in the bottom of the Rio Grande Valley. We have got some rain. We've got some flood watches and warnings down in the Brownsville, Texas area right now, and down there around Harlingen as well in Texas. It's apparently raining pretty good, and they've got flash flood watches and warnings way down there. Now, as far as anything coming in from the west, it looks like as if you're pretty good there. We've probably got a couple of days of reprieve in California from the snow, which came in with the last system. You might remember last week late, Steamboat Springs, Colorado had 2 feet of snow up there, so they're still thinking about skiing. But again, when you're out there in the highways and the byways, and that motorhome crowd, too, that's out there, the RVers, the Good Sam Club and all that, check out the Pilot and the Flying J next time you see the sign. You're going to be happy. Now, for the truckers, the long-haul drivers that are looking for a place to do your laundry, certainly in the Flying J's and even some of the bigger Pilots, you'll have laundries where you can use. They've also got check casting privileges, also got the trip packs there so you can get your cargo sheets put in there, your load tallies, and get them sent off to get paid. And, of course, getting paid in a timely manner is always important. And don't forget the lounges with the big screen televisions, too. Get in there and kick back and relax and just enjoy being able to watch whatever it is you want to watch instead of being in the cab of your truck. So there you go. Now, coming up, top of the hour, we got Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she's been watching the Warrior games that have been going on here in Tampa. And yesterday I happened to catch, we had a lot of television going on around where I was at yesterday, a lot of cameras and whatnot. And, of course, they were picking up our sound. They were picking up our announcements we were making when we were giving out the awards at the awards stage. And I heard myself a couple times making the announcements, and that's fine. But we're not there to be on TV. Somebody said, oh, come you're not on television. Well, we're not there to be on TV. We're broadcasters. We're doing the broadcasting. Like sometimes you hear the announcer at an event, but you won't see the announcer. And it was a little different story over the weekend where we did the golf and I had the Dibbins guys there. And then they did have the television, so I was able to be there with them. Now, Dibbins is the Department of Defense, digital video streaming and whatnot. And they're carrying it and sending it out there to the military and wherever they're putting it. All good, all good. And if you get a chance, okay, here in Tampa, if you get a chance, and I don't care if you're up there in Georgia and you're looking for something to do for the weekend, come on down here and take a look at what's going on down here at the Tampa Convention Center with all the different events that they're having. Plus, also, don't forget, Sunday night from 7 to 9, the closing ceremonies at the Amalie Arena. Now, you will have to have a ticket for that. It's a very reasonable ticket. I think it's $15 to get in at the Amalie Arena. And they're expecting a really big crowd for the closing ceremonies. So come on down here and support these Warriors. I mean, these guys and girls gave all. Least we can do is show our support for them. And, I'm telling you, you'll come away with a whole different perspective about what you've seen and what you've heard about the military. I guarantee it. Because their goal, their desire, their camaraderie, their ambitions. I mean, they're coming up to me telling me thank you, and I'm going, oh, no. It's you. It's not me. It's you. I had a four-star come up to me yesterday, the deputy director, deputy chief of staff, United States Army, come up to me yesterday and thank me for my service. And I said, no, sir, General. I said, I'm thanking you for yours and all these people that are here. I said, I just want to kick it back where it belongs. He said, not me. And he goes, no, we don't get to you. But that's the way they are, okay? And there you go. All right. Going out with a little Proud Mary, coming back with a little Ms. Rosemary. Right after the top of the hour. Hour number two, the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back all across America. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.